It's Roger and James here, firm to this Kingdom podcast. In this episode, well, I'm going to be talking about X-Wing Star Wars Miniatures Second Edition 2.0, if you like, which was announced by Fantasy Flight Games last week. They got a massive, great big tournament taking place over the weekend. They had like their world championships for all of the different games, like Destiny, Imperial Assault, Armada, X-Wing, Legion. So they had all that going on over the weekend. Actually, I don't think Legion was actually part of the competition there. But anyway, they had the hyperspace report where they were going to be announcing a full range of stuff for Star Wars. And yet they only announced stuff for X-Wing, which kind of upset the community. There's a lot of people expecting announcements for other games that they have. But they did announce a load of expansions to Imperial Assault the week before, involving Fawn and stuff, which seems to be very popular. Been playing a lot of that game myself, so that's been a lot of fun. But the X-Wing stuff. So they've announced the second edition is going to be coming out in September. You need a brand new core set, which is based on the Rebellion side of things. And what they're doing is there's so many problems with the game in terms of some of the ships are overpowered, some of the cards are a bit underpowered, some of them are underpowered. There's been creep of the new stuff is too much more powerful than the others. So they want to wipe everything out. So the plan is new core sets, everyone's going to have to buy that one to keep playing the new game. You can still play your old stuff, but you can buy the new game. They're splitting up the factions, so rather than just good, bad, and scum, now you're going to have Rebellion, Resistance, First Order, Imperial, and Skip. So they're going to split things up like that. And they're also bringing an app. So a lot of the stuff from the cards are going to go onto an app so they can do like retroactive changing things. If one character gets too popular, they can shift it around, which kind of was a part of it that people aren't so keen on, kind of bringing the app into it. And generally as well, the big issue that's really caught everyone's attention was conversion packs. So in order to play all your 1.0 stuff in the new game, you're going to need to buy packs. They're about $40, which will convert. But there's one for each faction. So if you want to play all of them, you need three, and they've not even announced the other two factions. But there's a lot of stuff going
on. So to clarify, let's say you're playing a Rebellion faction, yeah, and you have the Ghost and the Phantom and, you know, the guys from the Rebels. Yeah. And those are the only ones you play from there. You still need to buy the $40 pack to get the conversion for those specific ships.
You do. However, the thing is with these compacts is that they're going to have multiple ships, because a lot of people have multiple ships of the same type. So like there might be, and inside they're going to have the new cards, new little tiles and lots of stuff to be able to be compatible with the new ones. And I mean, literally, this pack is going to be full of probably maybe 100 ship things. So you can bring in, if you've got a massive collection, it's more worth it. Some people that have got huge collections are like, well, I'm going to have to buy multiple ones. It's like, well, if you've got that many ships, maybe that's not the biggest problem, because you can only fly so many per match. For me personally, I was really annoyed because I literally brought $110 worth of new X-Wing stuff the week of the announcement, and it arrived the day before. So I opened up, I had all my stuff, and the following day I was like, yeah, it's like, oh, thank you. Had I known this last week, I wouldn't have brought this amount of stuff. So for me, I've only got like 5 Empire ships, 2 Resistance, and actually it works out for me, I've got like 2 First Order, 2 Resistance, 2 Empire. So I've only got like a couple of it. So for me, the packs aren't going to be worth picking up because they're going to cost more than actually just rebuying them. So I will buy them on the second market because some of the sites have already started splitting them down. So if you only got a few ships, you can. So that's going to be the way I do it. But that was one of the issues.
Yeah, it sounds like. It sounds like this was necessary based on what you're talking about, the balance of the game. And that's always very important in games like this, because if the ability for you to not use the ships you want to use because they're not part of the meta impacts the game, then that's not good for the environment of the game. On the other hand, it sounds like they're not doing this in a very effective way. Now, granted, I haven't played the game. I don't know the specifics. My history with miniatures was BattleTech, both proper BattleTech and then the HeroClix version of BattleTech from the mid 2000s. And that's pretty much the extent of it. So I don't know where this falls in that complexity scale. But I have to wonder, and maybe you can answer this more in depth, is why can't they just release these updates to the ships through the app? Why can't they just have the cards that they're updated with, the errata, the new specs, or are they printed like on the miniatures themselves?
Some of the things that you've got, like little dials for your moving, and some of the I think there are some information printed on the cards, so you need new cards and new things. But it's that kind of situation of I don't think they could do everything on the app, and there's a little bit of pushback. They don't want to. They're bringing stuff onto the app, but not everything, because you know you're going to need to use it. I mean, I spoke to about a dozen people or so about it at my local games club literally the day after they announced it. Generally feeling of this, and I mean forums and like Reddit and stuff are always a bit hit and miss, but I being able to actually talk to people in person about it, there's a lot of excitement about it. A lot of people are saying that it's good, that the game, they need to do stuff, because I think some people are flying this, they found the loopholes and kind of back going through that way. A lot of people are like, oh, this might bring them back in, but there was also a few people that were like, well, I've spent way too much on this game, and I can't afford to bring all my old ships in, and I don't want to buy all these conversion ones. So and a lot of them are saying they might just buy one conversion and just stick to one faction and just build from there. So, but there was generally quite a lot of people just like, yeah, okay, that's fine. You know, if they fix the game and they make it better, there doesn't seem to be a lot of dispute about that. I think it was the conversion. I think a lot of people are just annoyed at having to pay money out to use the stuff they already own. Being used to video games, it kind of, I can see that. But it's like for me, you know, I know there's quite a few people that are like, you know, they're going to buy the conversion kits and get all the stuff in. But personally for me, I won't buy anything more now for the summer. The only thing there is, there's two new ships coming out, or three new ships coming out this month. But what they have done, and they kind of kept this a bit sneaky, was they didn't really announce that they then re-announced them, and they're putting in the 1.0 and the 2.0 stuff inside the boxes. So the new release. So actually, that instantly went, well, I will pick them up because I will be able to play them in the new one. And I'm really glad they did that, because if they didn't, I wouldn't have brought them. I just wouldn't have brought those ships. But now they've at least. So yeah, my plan for building up my fleet over the summer is gone. I'm not going to be picking up stuff for Imperial Assault, because there's just no point in me buying X-Wing stuff. And now I might as well just wait and just hold off for the new version.
Yeah, and I've looked into getting into this game, but it's mostly because I love the starfighters of Star Wars. That has always been my favorite aspect, you know, ever since seeing A New Hope in the trench run and, you know, Return of the Jedi, the battle over Endor Moon and all that stuff. So, you know, growing up playing the X-Wing video game, and actually when I, just as a fun side note, when I saw that post on Diz Kingdom, I think I left it in a comment, it was like, oh, this is X-Wing 2.0, this is going to be a new, oh, it's the miniature game, not a new X-Wing game. Oh, anyway, the main thing that has kept me from getting into the game, other than not having a gaming community near me, which might not be the case now that I've moved, I haven't checked yet, I do live near Mile High Comics, which is one of the, you know, biggest comic retailers in the States, so they probably have a gaming division. Haven't looked. But the price. Mm. You know, I'll see the packs for the ships at a comic shop or like a Barnes & Noble, and they'll be like, you can buy this X-Wing for $15. I'm like, one X-Wing for $15. That's really expensive for a single miniature. And yeah, and yes, I know BattleTech was in the same field. The Warhammer stuff's in the same field. But when you're talking about, you know, stuff that's going to take up a lot of space, that you need large versatile army so that you can field something to counter whatever your opponent is playing, it's a really, really expensive hobby. And I already have really, really expensive hobbies, so I don't need another one. But that said, you know, if I ever see some of those figures on sale, I might buy some just to have them, because They're really cool,
Yeah,
and they're good quality items.
they are really cool. I mean, luckily with the if you get the, I mean, I brought a box the other week with foam, so they all kind of fold into each other, so they don't take up so much space. But yeah, it is an issue. I'll be honest, I've been going more 6 8 weeks now, and it's been nice sometimes just a getting out and just getting in some way, getting away from screens, which a lot of the people that there's been a lot of talk about. I don't really want to have the screens on with like having to check it, because they want, you know, people like having the off screen time and talking to people, and it's just been nice sometimes just to get out away from behind the screen. So if they're bringing the app in, but a lot of people are checking their apps for example, like checking their builds and stuff. So it's going to be interesting to see what goes on, but it is something. It's been nice, and also I'll be honest, it's nice actually having a collectible which I'm actually using. And I'm actually sort of, it's like with Legos, the way you actually use it rather than just sitting on shelves, because fortunately I've got no shelves for a year. So anything that I can actually use and see is generally a little bit more important for me at this precise minute in my life.
Yeah, with both of us moving frequently in the past couple of years, the idea of having these miniatures floating around too is kind of so many miniatures,
Yes,
so many things.
they're just living in my trunk of the car now, because it's just easier for me. But X-Wing 2.0, I'm excited about this from a beginner's point of view. I'm a little bit annoyed in the fact that I did just spend like 100 or so quid on plus quid on some stuff that's not going to be good. But in a way, I'm looking at, well, I'm going to get like 5 6 months use out of it for practice over the summer. I can get the conversion kits to use all of this stuff, so I'll just pick some bits and pieces up on eBay. And I think also within the group, there'd probably be people like, you know, if you get a kit and you've got two Slave One to packs and you've only got the one Slave One and you can sell it on, then that's kind of makes a little bit more sense. So that's not going to be a major issue, but I'm not in a rush to it. For me, it's actually going to be easier, because it just means I can just start of 2.0, buy the ships in and from there on, and it'll be easier for me to keep up. Because essentially they've hit the reset button a few months after I started, so it'll be easier for me to keep going as a newbie.
Yeah, it will be. And you know, like you said, you can probably pick a faction and you can work on specifically that faction. You know, if it were me, I would be Rebels all the way. I love the traditional X-Wings and Snowspeeders. I don't know if Snowspeeders are in the game, but X-Wings, Y-Wings, A-Wings, Ghost, Rebels, all that fun stuff. That would be my faction. But yeah, on the one hand, you kind of got screwed there with the when you started, but you had no way of knowing, so that's unfortunate. For my part, you know, again, I'll probably pick up a couple figures on sale, but not necessarily to play with them. I am still waiting for a new card game, a new start, not a Destiny game, because I know they've got that. That's kind of the same thing. I'm looking for a new card game that covers all the eras. I am waiting for that announcement. I'm sure that they will have one eventually, but that's not what we're talking about right now. We're
No,
talking about X-Wing 2 and
yes, it should be good. So definitely worth doing. And also, if you're into some bargains, I'm expecting a lot of the stores to. Wouldn't surprise me if they start trying to sell out some of these 1.0 stuff over the summer and this coming winter, because as much as the ships are going to be used, all the stuff inside the pack isn't. And I can't help but wonder how many people are going to do the same thing as I am and just like just no buy anything. And these stores are going to have to kind of clear that inventory out before 2.0 hits. So on that note, we'd love to know what you guys think of X-Wing 2.0. Love to know your thoughts on it as well. Comment below, get in touch with us on social media. Go check us out over at diskingdom.com. You can subscribe, like, follow. James, where can they find you?
You can find me heroiclegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. May the force be with you.
And also with you.